Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Granting Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. When it comes to sales, there are lots of things to learn, but there are three basic building blocks. The three foundation stones are questioning, listening, and qualifying. This month, Jim Groening will share his thoughts on those three topics. Jim will be familiar to many of you since he taught at Comfort Tech last year. Jim has worked in the HVAC, construction, and service industries for over 20 years. He's been a top performer for Honeywell's Commercial Buildings Group and worked as an owner, general manager, sales manager, and account executive. He has owned two service businesses and most recently was a vice president with the Excellence Alliance Incorporated Group. Jim has recently formed a new company called Fresh Air Consultants, through which he presents seminars, boot camps, and does one-on-one coaching. Now, let's listen to what Jim has to say about questioning, listening, and qualifying. Oh, by the way, if you haven't attended Granting Associates' brand new three-day business training program called the Basic Business Bootcamp, you're missing a great opportunity to increase your profits. I'll give you all the details at the end of the tape, including how you can get a $500 discount as a current tape subscriber. Now, let's listen to Jim.
Are you listening? Are you really listening? Being listened to means that we are taken seriously. Our ideas and feelings are known, and ultimately, what we have to say matters. We learn from our culture largely through listening. We learn to think by listening. We learn to love by listening. We learn about ourselves by listening. We learn about our customers by listening. We learn about our associates and those we work with through listening. Most people will not really listen or pay attention to your point of view until they become convinced that you have heard and appreciate theirs. We're going to talk today about internal and external selling, or internal and external questioning, listening, and qualifying. You know, there are some general rules. We should be listening twice as much as we speak. It's the 75-25% rule. We ask questions about the business, the persons responsible, how they could help us, what their job wish list is, internally, how we can help people within our organization, how we can enhance their job by being good listeners and understanding what their specific needs are. Respect is a key. Everybody has an ego. How can you help them and make them look good? That's the real question. How can you help and make someone feel good while you're conducting your business? Now, the balance of power today in business transaction has shifted from the supplier to the buyer. The buyer who is proactively seeking the best possible value, terms, and conditions. And that's the main reason why we must be very good questioners and listeners, and internally be able to communicate very well. The better we question, listen, and even qualify each other internally, we're able to provide very good products and services to our prospects or to our customers. Let's talk a little bit about service in general before we really get in depth talking about questioning, listening, and qualifying. Service is an intangible. An intangible is something that requires a concept to understand. It cannot be seen, held, or touched, or felt. Much of what we sell or lead a customer to purchase is equipment related. However, the real decision makers may never see, hear, or know what they have purchased. You know, many of those key financial decision makers, they wouldn't know a boiler or a chiller if they tripped over one, right? So we take a lot of pictures, we question, we qualify, and the real point is we take this intangible and make it tangible. Preventive maintenance and the associated services offered are truly intangibles, and they require a great amount of trust, empathy, and performance to be deemed valuable. Now, we sell an intangible. So what about selling an intangible? Well, selling an intangible requires the customer to understand and buy off on a specific concept or a set of conceptual premises. The ability to relay information as a true feature and tangible benefit is the key. Each offering of a service sales department for HVAC has specific features and benefits. Now, through questioning and listening, the needs, plans, and objectives of the prospect are uncovered. Then, and only then, can we present the features, along with the benefits, and this conceptual offering in order to close the sale. Now, we combine qualifying or questioning and listening with rapport building, having good empathy, and the result is that win-win-win situation. By a win-win-win situation, what we mean is you win as a sales rep, customer service rep, or technician by getting what you want, by achieving your goals and your personal objectives working for a company. The company wins because they sell the correct products and services at a good margin through questioning and listening. And obviously, it's a win for the customer or for that prospect because you've taken the time to question, listen, and qualify to really know what their plans, their needs, their hurts, their objectives are. So we're going to talk a little bit about presenting a concept. And before we present any type of a concept in order to sell an intangible, we must have a thorough process of questioning, listening, and qualifying. So today we're going to talk about questioning, listening, and qualifying and the impact that can have on your external customers. That would be your prospects or your suspects or your existing customer base. And internally, what kind of impact can it have on your company? Because questioning, listening, and qualifying and being good questioners and listeners is a key component of team building. So I think that's where we want to start. You know, when we talk about team building and we talk about questioning and listening, this has got to be something that you want. You've got to have a desire to work as a team, the desire to be a good listener, the desire to take the time to ask good questions. You got to have emotional stamina. Energy helps, physical stamina, empathy, diplomacy, a tactful approach to asking questions and being a good listener. We also want to have decisiveness, act or stop making those decisions. Anticipation and instincts are a big part of team building and questioning and listening and qualifying. We also need to think about timing and our priorities when we're questioning, listening, and qualifying. It also helps to have a healthy competitiveness, self-confidence, accountability, and responsibility all go along with good customer service, good selling techniques, and being a good salesperson, as well as being a good internal communicator with your company. Let's talk about questioning now. Let's break this down. I'm going to talk about several points related to questioning. Questioning is key to proper communications. We all know that there are open-ended questions and closed-ended questions. Those open-ended questions are questions like, what do you mean? How do you mean that? Tell me a little bit more. Explain that to me. And it's essential not only to having a great work team, but it's essential to uncovering those needs, plans, and objectives of our prospects. There's really no such thing as over-communicating. So we do want to ask a lot of questions and be good listeners and take notes. We want to enhance our questioning skills, enhance our listening skills. And there is a purpose for our questioning. It helps us be good listeners. Some of the other purposes of good questioning is to identify the internal or external customer's problems or issues. Purpose of questioning also allows us to get control of the conversation. In a meeting, in a negotiation, or a given situation, anytime we start to question with very broad, open-ended questions, what do you mean? Please explain to me. This does allow us to get control of the conversation. It allows us to be able to gather information. The other person will do most of the talking during this period. So when we ask those open-ended questions, we're opening the door for those people to expose their feelings, their needs, their hurts, and their objectives. As mentioned before, this should always result in the 75-25% rule. God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we should listen twice as much as we speak. There's a set of criteria for good listening, such things as be concise and clear, be friendly, smile, ask easily answered questions. You want to require the person to think before responding. require the person to compare new information to an existing situation. We focus on the result or our objectives, resolving issues, negotiating, wherever it may be. But we do want to focus on our results and the result objectives that we have. We avoid those yes-no responses unless we're confirming a point or verifying our own understanding. So again, just emphasizing the use of those open-ended questions. Explain that to me. How do you mean that? We avoid doubling questions into one. Many of us have a habit of asking two or three questions at the same time. When we're good listeners, good questioners, and we're good qualifiers, we avoid doubling questions into one and allow the person to address and think about the question that's at hand. You know, about 85% of what we've learned, we've done through questioning and listening. And we spend about 75% of the time listening distracted or preoccupied, or we're forgetful. So we really do need to enhance this skill. We listen at about 125 to 250 words per minute, but we think at about 1,000 to 3,000 words a minute. So you can see why we need to slow down, slow our own minds down, not think too far ahead. Ask good questions and be good listeners. Let's talk about some rules for listening. Once you ask a question, be quiet and listen. Ask the question only once. If you're speaking to a group, question everybody. Do not think ahead while the other person is speaking. Take notes. Acknowledge both verbally and with your body language that the person is speaking and that you understand. In person, make contact and lean forward toward the speaker, toward the group. Show genuine interest. Don't require the other person to go into a sustained effort to be able to answer. These go along, again, with some of the good listening rules. There are some specific strategies for probing, and we'd like to talk about a couple of different strategies for probing. Probing is just questioning in depth, asking further questions, drilling a little deeper. This is imperative when we're qualifying a prospect, but it can also help resolve issues internally with our work group. It's also a big part of team building. And in the classes, we talk a lot about this. It's a big part of our families. Imagine, if you will, spending time with your teenage son or daughter and wanting to understand more about what they're doing or a situation they're in. We probe. We ask different questions. We ask questions in and out of the context of the conversation as we drill a little deeper. So there are two types of probing strategies. One is that open-ended question, which is the what's, the how's, the what do you mean, explain to me, describe. And the closed-ended probing or confirming probes are those, they're ended with limitations. The prospect or the person you're speaking to has a yes or no, a person or a thing as a response, and really no opportunity to expand on it. I have small children right now, 7 and 8, 9-year-old children. And I know the 7-year-old, when he was 3 or 4 years old, if I was on the computer or I was reading the paper or I was a little bit distracted and he wanted to speak to me or show me something or ask me something, if I kept doing my work task, he would get a little louder or he would eventually walk away from me. And I found that if I just told them to hold off for one moment and I stopped what I was doing, stopped reading the paper, stopped using the computer, got down on one knee, got that eye contact with them, what a great conversation we would have, and what information I was able to get out of them and also relay to them. So there's a lot that goes into questioning, listening, and qualifying. We just think about the practical applications we use with our families, with our children, with other adults, and apply these techniques and skills to questioning, listening, and qualifying in the work environment. We've talked about questioning and listening, and we've talked primarily about the questions to ask and how to ask them. But let's talk a little bit about listening skills now. There are some myths and some misconceptions related to listening, and I think we should talk about those first. A lot of people believe that listening is easy. It is not. It's an application. It's a skill. It's something that you need to practice. Listening is passive. Again, it is not. We all know of that person that we're speaking to and we don't get eye contact with, or we feel like they're distracted, and how frustrating is that? There's also the misconception that the spoken message carries the meaning of the words. Well, that's not always true either. We need to watch people's body language, their expressions, their sarcasm. You know, faking attention or interest fools speakers. That is absolutely not true. That's a myth or misconception. It's very hard to fake attention or fake showing genuine interest, and it does not fool speakers. Also, asking for clarification or details makes the listener seem stupid or inattentive. Absolutely not. We want to ask questions. We want to clarify. We all know that when we're speaking to someone and they ask us some questions in return, or they want a little bit of confirmation or verification of what we're saying, we at least know that they're listening at that point, and there is genuine interest in what we have to say. Effective listening is truly a skill, and there are some specific points we want to talk about. Effective listening means that we tolerate silence. Sometimes it's best to let someone think, and we don't need to add or embellish what they're saying. We just need to listen, have a little bit of time for them to respond, and just act in silence. We ask stimulating, open-ended questions. How do you mean that? Explain to me. Describe that to me. Encourage the speaker with eye contact. Good body language, a very forward-leaning position, verbal assurance, and nonverbal assurance with open eyes, a nod. We paraphrase our speaker's points, especially during a pause or a transition. We show emotion. We be a sympathetic listener. We correct for our own biases and prejudices. That means we just don't jump to conclusions and don't add to the conversation. Let's hear them out. Let's correct for our own biases, hear them out, and see what they have to say and see where they might be going. We avoid interruptions. We avoid early judgment. And we summarize to assure our own understanding of what they're saying while we're listening. Your body motions, attentiveness, and eye contact will create an atmosphere of trust, empathy, and good rapport. We use questioning and listening skills both internally and externally, as we've mentioned before here today. On the external side, it is generally related to customer service, serving a customer, or qualifying them for a sale. We need to understand the importance of questioning and listening when we are involved in customer-focused relationship-type selling. Remember, everything we do working with a prospect or a suspect or an existing customer is trying to build a relationship, an ongoing interactive relationship where we certainly understand their needs. We discover the strength of a first impression when we talk about questioning, listening, and qualifying. And this is where we really want to enhance our questioning and listening skills, is that first interaction, that first phone call, that first received call into our service department, that first appointment with a potential prospect or suspect. We really can discover the strength of a first impression. We learn to build relationships through questioning, listening, and qualifying. We uncover the importance of the 2-in-1 rule, or the 75-25% rule of listening twice as much as we speak. We also understand the value of mutual respect. And we learn the return on the investment of investing time in questioning, listening, and qualifying. A purchase is not a sale. It's a need satisfied. So remember, if you're listening, they're buying. I want to talk a little bit about first impressions, because this goes right along with questioning, listening, and qualifying. We've got that first contact, that first impression, and this is truly the foundation. So we want to list out some general questions we want to ask. We want to list out some open-ended questions. We want to smile, be friendly, be articulate and polite. Remain upbeat, be warm and genuine and positive. Ask them about their business, about how long they've been there. Ask questions unrelated to the call. Most importantly, listen. Listen and listen some more. We be creative, we relax, you be yourself, and you tell them you're there to help. And those are all key components to a very successful first visit or first call. We also want to remember that questioning, listening, and qualifying is such a key component to our customer service department, our technicians working with our customers, and let's not forget internally within our own organization The better we learn to question and listen, the better we communicate. We want to always use leading and open-ended questions. We want to express true interest. Where does it hurt? Let's uncover those hurts. Let's not interrupt. Let's hold our thoughts. We take notes, and we also use good eye contact and good body movements. Let's talk about the top six worst excuses not to listen. In our top six worst excuses not to listen, number six would be, my spouse will expect me to do it all the time. Number five on the top six worst excuses not to listen would be, I enjoy fighting over misunderstandings. Number four in the top six worst excuses not to listen, I like the challenge of doing a project for the boss when I don't have a clue what's wanted. Number three on the worst excuses not to listen is ignorance is bliss. Number two on the worst excuses not to listen is I forget what I'm going to say if I listen. And the number one worst excuse not to listen is people might think I really care. Let's summarize today's discussions by talking just a little bit about resolving conflict and then looking at some of the key components of questioning, listening, and qualifying. You know, whenever we have to resolve conflict internally within our own organization or externally with a customer or prospective customer, we need to find some kind of model or some kind of methodology for resolving conflict. And I would say to you that learning these questioning, listening, and qualifying skills will just enhance your ability to resolve conflict. We never want to assume the other person means ill will. We want to assume the person means well, and there's just a real misunderstanding here, a misconception. We want to express our true feelings and ask very good questions so that other people can express their true feelings. We identify what we would like to happen. What is the outcome or the result that we want? What are the outcome expectations? And finally, we try to come to an understanding, mutually agree on some measures to take to resolve this conflict. But it always starts with questioning, listening, and qualifying. So now when we think about selling sales to our prospects or our customers, selling internally to each other, whether we're a dispatcher, whether we're answering the phones, whether we're a salesperson in a structured sales environment, or whether we're a technician, we know that we can use good, leading, open-ended questions to understand more about our prospects or customers. We always want to express true interest. We want to find out where they hurt and dig deep or drill deep. We don't want to interrupt. We want to hold thoughts and make sure we understand without bias what the person is saying. We take a lot of notes. We get a lot of eye contact. And we really build rapport through good questioning, listening, and qualifying. I want to share the six most important words, all the way down to the one most important word that I've learned over the years. These come from a book, Are You Communicating? By Donald Walton. The six most important words are, I admit that I was wrong. The five most important words are, you did a great job. The four most important words are, what do you think? The three most important words, could you please? The two most important words, thank you. The most important word, we, and the least important word is I. And when we talk about our attitude, attitude has an awful lot to do with questioning, listening, and qualifying. And I would just say to you today, think about your attitude, think about being positive, working with people, and think about asking a lot of questions. Dig deep. Listen actively. And it can change your world. It can change your personal life. It can change your family life, interaction with other adults, and absolutely change your work environment internally and help you close more sales and help you understand more about your existing customers and those prospective customers that you're going to work with in the future. So question, listen, and qualify well. I would encourage you to get more training related to questioning and listening. Through questioning, listening, and qualifying, we can gain a lot more control in any given situation. And let's remember, we are not responsible for the whirlwind of circumstance, only our attitude and response as a result.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Granting Associates' totally redesigned website. You can email us from there. Our address is www.grantyassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grantyassociates.com. Remember I mentioned at the beginning of the tape that Granting Associates now offers a 3-day program called the Basic Business Bootcamp, designed for trades company owners and managers. The program involves 3 days of intense business training designed to teach contractors all the basics of labor pricing, cash flow budgeting, collection, tracking, and service agreements. The tuition includes the latest version of Granting Associates' industry-leading software program called Labor Pricing for a Profit with Cash Flow Projections, which each contractor will use to model his or her company throughout the 3-day program. Enclosed is a 4-page brochure giving all the details. Each class is limited to 15 contractors, so call soon to reserve your spot while space is still available. By the way, as a current tape subscriber, you get a $500 discount for attending the program. Sign up today while space is still available. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Granting Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.
Environment.